Ridgeview with a 53-45 victory, and one of the stars of the Raptors win, one of the seniors, Beth Pickenke, joins me. You did this at halftime for football this year, yeah, on the radio, on the video, so nothing to it, right?
Yeah.
So what did you think of the performance all in all tonight?
It was a really tough game, and I think we did really well on defense, and our press is pretty good, so I think we did good.
Yeah, the press, you said. I was going to ask you to expand on that. What makes your defense? Last year it was two, and so far so good this year. What makes you so tough on that end?
We do a lot of work on our defense in practice, so that's really paid off so far.
Well, as everyone watching you play notices, you have the knee brace on as you got hurt at the end of volleyball, which turned out to be a bruise, right? But unfortunately, you couldn't make it back for the end of volleyball season. But trying to play through that, how painful is it, if at all, for you at this point in time?
Yeah, it still hurts. Jumping on it a little bit and, like, cutting and stuff, but I'm just going to play through it, I guess.
Did it turn out to be a little worse than maybe initially thought at the end of volleyball, or were you just trying to play it safe?
Yeah, it turned out to be a little worse.
Yeah, okay. Well, glad to see you out there, and you, in the win tonight, had 11 points, and so you surrendered a 12-0 run at one point in the first half. You were down by as many as 9 points. You were able to pull through, though. You got within 3 at halftime, which I'm sure must have been a big boost.
Yeah, it was. We were really pumped up going into halftime because we had been down a little bit, and then we came back, and it was a really close game, so we're only down by 3.
Yep, and ended the game on an 8-2 run. You led by 245-43, and I don't know if you remember that. You got on a breakaway there at one point in the fourth quarter to make it 47-43. Maybe you think that was the big turning point, as you never it never got to a one-possession game after that.
Yeah, it was. We were down by a lot, and then we ended up coming back, so I think we did pretty good.
1-0 start on the season, and so Beth Pickenke, you told me at football you were looking at a 4-year university, right?
Yeah.
But still no further update as far as that goes, or the career you want to pursue?
I'm thinking maybe something in education, but
teacher.
Yeah.
Calling card for Beth Pickenke, perhaps.
Yeah.
So what town in the Ridgeview communities do you live in, by the way?
I live outside of Nemaha, so.
Oh, okay. I lived in Nemaha for a short time.
Oh, really?
It's kind of quiet there.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's good in a way, too.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So Thanksgiving, how was it? Did you stay at home or do some traveling?
I went to both of my grandparents on Thursday, so I was pretty stuffed.
Oh, okay. So where do they live?
I have some that live in Nemaha and then some from Holstein. So.
All right. Good times, get plenty to eat.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It was good.
Favorite Thanksgiving food is?
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
All right.
Yeah.
Beth Pickenke, hey, thanks.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks.
Let's hand it over to your coach here.
All right.
Brian Bodie has a Ridgeview with the 53-45 victory over Alderelia. And coach, as we touched on with Beth, Rocky in the first half at times. You fell behind by 9, but your girls persevered and pulled through in the end.
Yeah, that's one of the things we talked about at the end of the game there, just in the locker room. You know, the girls showed a lot of determination and just fought through some adversity there. They hit a big 3 right there in the first quarter and carried that momentum about halfway through the second quarter. They pulled, I think it was an 8-9-point lead there. We got a timeout call, just kind of regroup things. We're able to get a bucket and stop the run. And then just kind of closed things back and got things back to a comfortable spot there going into halftime. You know, we preach to the girls, it's not about how you start, it's how you finish, but you got to keep working all the way through to give yourself a shot towards the end of the game. So the girls did a good job and just continued to fight through adversity and made plays when they needed to.
Well, at the end of the game, you got to like this stat. I had 25 of 36 at the free throw line. When you have numbers like that, you're going to win more often than not.
Yeah, that's definitely a perk that we benefited from tonight. If we continue to do that as the year goes on, that'll just be another added bonus. You know, a lot of games come down to turnovers and free throws, and tonight we were able to overcome the battle at the free throw line. Made a lot of those shots down the stretch there. And I think the girls, you know, kind of take a little bit to that. They've made that a point of emphasis for something they want to work on. That was one of our five goals tonight, was to be 75% from the line tonight. And I, my math serves me right, but it sounds like it's probably above
75%. Well, you're in the neighborhood.
We're close. So and if we can do that, we'll continue to be able to pull out those close games, because every point matters.
And Friday at Lawton Bronson.
Yeah. You know, they're going to be an improved ball club from last year. We played them twice last year. We played them in the conference tournament there. We had actually won by 1 point. So much improved team then over the year, and they're going to be better this year. You know, they'll be under their second year under their new coach, so they'll have things a little bit more figured out. It'll be at their place, so we'll have to come ready to play. And again, it's that Western Valley Conference atmosphere, so every game's a battle, and if you don't come ready to play, you know, you can get knocked off. So we got to get back to doing some things a little bit better, rebounding, you know, consistently, work on our conditioning. You know, maybe we're just on that Thanksgiving layover a little bit right now, but hopefully we can get that figured out and just get our offense a little bit more consistent and fluent. And I think we'll just keep improving is the name of the game, and hopefully we're ready to go by the end of the year.
Well, go get them on Friday. For now, enjoy the 53-45 win over Alta Aurelia. Raptors win their opener.